702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Clement. How's it going?
I'm good, good. Joe Biden at the United Nations yesterday.
Yeah, his first speech, his first address to the United Nations as American president. And he talked about global cooperation, a decisive decade for the world, reaffirming support for democracy and diplomacy. He said we must work together like never before. It was a lot of blah, 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 but I suppose he was making the right noises, given the fact that, I mean, there's not a country on earth that doesn't have a gripe with the United States. They're, after all, the big player in town, aren't they? And in particular, over climate change, well, he's doubled America's pledge on that. The UK has a gripe about a lack of trade deal, and actually, I don't think there's any sign of that at the moment. France, of course, is absolutely still unbelievably incandescent with rage about their lost submarine deal to Australia because America and Britain nipped in ahead of them and basically tore that out of the water. China, of course, is very angry about all sorts of issues, and in particular, this notion of a renewed Cold War, which Antonio Guterres has warned about. I mean, you name it, pandemic, travel, climate change, the economy, the impact of America's isolationism, as some might have seen it for the last 5 years. Yeah, there's a lot of ground to make up. I don't know if Joe Biden did it with one speech. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, there's this volcanic evacuation, more people exiting La Palma in the Canary Islands.
Yeah, it's I think it's 6,000 people now who've been evacuated, and an entire second village has had to move out effectively. And some of the pictures are so dramatic. I mean, it is one of the most spectacular events, but of course, blooming scary if you're there. And the fact is, it keeps spewing out fresh lava flows, and when the lava hits the ocean, then you get the apart from the steam that comes off it, you also get all the toxic gases, and sometimes those clouds can blow around. So the other Canary Islands will be watching with interest. I have to say, my wife and I very nearly holidayed in La Palma in a couple of weeks' time. There's a hotel there that we really like. I understand tourists are being evacuated from that particular hotel. It's on the southern tip of La Palma, so we're kind of pretty pleased we're not going, but at the same time also concerned for that entire island. I mean, it's an island that only really makes money. I think it has some olive and lemon groves, and otherwise it's tourism. And this is going to hit it hard.
Yeah, Adam Gilchrist, thanks so much.